Hey Sam, thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your experience with me and the listeners today. Can you please tell everyone who you are, what you do, and what was life like before the program?
Yeah, of course, Hannah. So my name is Sam Ocean. I am a direct response marketer and copywriter. I've recently, I'm very ambitious and hardworking. So I've recently kind of grown, quote unquote, up the ranks onto this level of like CMO, chief marketing officer. So clients bring me in to help with their kind of business marketing strategy as a whole. And I love that. I love the opportunity, responsibility. I have big goals. But what has happened on my, let's say, ascent to who I want to become and where I want to go is the pressure has started to build up. Like with more responsibility, there's just more thoughts in my head that start to kind of doubt myself or make me feel like, who am I to be in this position or what if it goes wrong? I've hired a mindset coach before and he was great, but as I start to grow, I realize like those voices started getting bigger as well, and I didn't know how to handle it. And so that's where I was before I met you, was just kind of like on the outside, I looked okay, but inside I was like freaking out, just hoping, crossing my fingers that I can definitely handle this. And I knew I couldn't go on living like that and feeling like that every day. So that's why I reached out to you.
Nice. And what were you seeking? I know you made it a point that you were scaling your business and growing into new responsibilities, and with that came with the burden of new responsibilities. But what were you seeking, and what made you realize that you need help?
Yeah, it was, I was having just very high level conversations with some high level people, and I noticed myself really stepping up and like really owning it. But it was the first time that it kind of happened to me, so I became aware of it, and I was like, oh shoot, like, am I, as in Sam, really in this position right now, like, with these people talking about these things? And I started to get into my own head because my patterns, I've noticed, thanks to your help, I've had patterns in the past that have kind of repeated and I haven't even noticed it, which was like I would reach a certain level of success, but the pressure would be so big and so great that I would step back. But I didn't just step back, I would like fall back and stumble back and things would come crashing down. And then I would have to rebuild again and I'd go a little bit higher, but then I would crash down. Rebuild, go a bit higher, crash down. I stopped the pattern and I was like, I don't want to go through that again. So this was a turning point, like an inflection point in my life. And I wanted to make sure I transitioned through it like very, very smoothly.
Nice, nice. So that's what you came in to change, is to break that habit of stop and go, where instead you became consistent in your work and you showed up consistently in other aspects of your life. Is that what you gained?
Exactly. And to be honest, like all I knew is what I wanted and I just wanted to like get through this smoothly, like a human being and just not like crud, like destroy it and throw it all away. But of course, when it comes to like this mindset inner stuff, I have no idea like how that all works. I still, before you, I had no idea like how to actually change myself or break, a habit like that. So I just really wanted guidance this time around.
What did you expect going in? And I know you've had different programs for mindset coaching, and truthfully, this work is so much deeper than that, because how I view mindset is just an override of your real thoughts, whereas this goes deep. What did you expect going in, and how is that different from what you actually gained?
Yeah, so honestly, I don't know what I expected. Okay, that's the first thing that comes to my head when you say that, because I've done the mindset work in the past and, it did help. I started climbing higher and higher and higher. The thing that didn't change though was how I was feeling about it. So the higher I went, the more stress and pressure and just like bad emotions I started feeling in my gut and in my body. And so, like, I had no idea how to change that because that wasn't mindset, like that was my body. And in terms of expectations, right, I was just like, I had heard you talk about, how some of these, patterns are actually stuck in your body, kind of like these chemical responses. And once I heard that, I knew like that must be what's going on with me. I need to stop that. So all like, I just had full trust. Again, I just didn't expect much, but I just knew it was going to be a great experience.
Yeah. And then how different was it from what you actually experienced? Like, how different would you say it is from other programs that you've tried, and how was that experience for you?
Yeah. So it's like, again, to be honest, it's the first time I've experienced the work you do. It was much deeper, I would say much more effective than anything I've done. And it was a lot, how do I say this? It was like, I could actually see the changes much faster. I could feel the changes. Usually when it comes to mindset and stuff like that, like, I don't know, it kind of feels like you cross your fingers and hope it works, and then you wait a month and it's like, okay, well, that month went good, so I guess the mindset worked, help. This time, like, after I get off a call with you, I immediately felt better. I would sleep better at night, which is huge. Wake up feeling better, more productive. And then the next time we talked, I realized, like, oh, shoot, like, I didn't repeat those bad habits again. And so it was just much more noticeable.
Awesome. That's great to hear. I know one of the hurdles that you wanted, that people kind of get stumped on, is the requirement to do the work is being vulnerable and honest and tapping into that emotion. Because the emotion is painful, which is why we don't, unless you study it or do the internal work yourself, then you don't have those skill sets to really tap into or be vulnerable with yourself. How was that experience like for you, and what do you have to say about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess you could say this is like that quote unquote disclaimer part, because it, like, going deep into some of those emotions definitely didn't feel easy. I want to make a point that it felt safe. Like, with you, it felt very safe, you know, just me and you on a call. I had no judgment, no worry. It was really, I guess, me being my own obstacle. But, you know, that's why I committed to in the first place, because I was like ready to do what it takes no matter what. You know, it's easy to say that, but then when the time comes, it felt uncomfortable. There were, you know, moments where I felt like I had to take a nap afterwards or go to sleep for a bit. I was even telling one of my friends, like, hey man, I'm doing this amazing work. And he was like, ooh, like, that's awesome that you have the courage to do that, because I don't, you know? And so if you can just really dive in and do that, like, the results, what happens on the other end of that is just so exponential. And I knew that. So to me, it wasn't hard to do it, but it just didn't feel easy.
Yeah, it's that temporary discomfort that you lean into in order to actually move forward from it and actually leave it behind. So that's one of the things that most people do, is they're confronted with the pain, and instead of going through it, they just go around it. And sitting with that discomfort, really leaning into it, takes a lot of courage and tenacity and perseverance. But you were so willing to do the work because you knew what you wanted, that it was worth it. What did you achieve during this process?
Yeah.
What did you achieve during this process and during the program?
Yeah, so I mean, gosh, I think off the top of my head, there's three things, a couple internal things, and then some external things. Again, I always like to make a note, when it comes to the external things, it's really hard to make the direct correlation, but nothing else is going on in my life, so I think it's pretty clear. So the first thing was, like, on that initial call, before we even started together, just that, like, initial call, you gave me, like, the biggest breakthrough I've ever had, which you helped me understand why my patterns had kept showing up, and you really showed me what that pattern was. And, like, to me, that was huge. Like, it just made, like, it made my life make sense. I was like, that's why I've done pretty much everything I've ever done in my past. So that was huge, because it helped me kind of see into the future and just know, kind of, I don't want to say what to expect, but just a greater level of self-awareness in different situations. Two, I've been able to speak up a lot more clear, a lot more direct, especially in high pressure moments when it matters. Again, I'm working on a very high level with high level business owners, making really big decisions, like decisions that if it doesn't work out, a lot of money is lost. People, you know, bad things might happen, but if it does work out, then good things might happen. So the pressure of the outcomes of those decisions, like, I was easily able to handle it. And I actually felt good about myself and I felt more confident. I could speak more clearly and explain things more clearly. So everyone had buy-in and they all understood it. And then the whole team would execute much better than before and things turned out good, you know? So that was number two. And I guess number three, oh yeah, the external one is, yeah, related to that is, like, you know, I've been getting a lot more opportunities with clients. Projects have been going a lot smoother. And more importantly, I just feel good about myself. Like, I'm still sleeping better. I'm not a stress ball like I used to be. And it's just become enjoyable again. Like, the climb to the top has become enjoyable.
That's amazing. And this is something I wanted to highlight last time in our last session, was that I see you more as a stronger leader than you were in the initial program. And you and I only did 8 sessions together. Mm-hmm. And within a month, your leadership skills has grown exponentially within that month, to the point where people are following you as a leader. Whereas before, you were just kind of aspiring to be and kind of put into that position. And you're like, okay, well, I have to figure it out. Now it's like you take on that task and you hold yourself with that high esteem, to that people are actually willing to listen and follow you in your direction. Now, I think that's a big, big thing. And I really wanted to point that out to you in our last session as well as now. But what is life like for you now with this new confidence, and how has it affected your future and your current life?
Well, first of all, thank you for saying that. It was amazing because I didn't even realize, like, I had, you know, kind of stepped up in this leadership role. You said that and I was like, oh, really? And then I started noticing it, like, in every other area of my life from other people as well. So thanks for shining a light on that. In terms of what's next, I guess, is, you know, for me, again, I'm very ambitious. Maybe that's a curse. I don't know, but I do love to work. I do love to achieve things. And so I've just kind of, you know, accelerated that a bit. You know, these last 30 days, I've worked more than I ever have in my life, but I'm still keeping up with, like, waking up early, going to the gym, reading, hanging out with the people I love. And I feel good about the level of productivity I have. So, I feel very confident that when I start to make these kind of leaps and bounds in my career, when it's time to really get going again, that I'll be able to handle it. I'll be able to say what needs to be said, make decisions when they need to be made, and the right ones. And again, I just keep emphasizing, I feel good about it. Like, there's no point in going after something if it just doesn't feel good or it doesn't make you feel good. Like, I feel happy right now working all this time. I feel happy in these high pressure situations. And to me, that's what's making it all worth it. So that's kind of where things are going.
That is amazing. And the word that comes up for me is that the word balance comes into mind, but also ownership of your life. Like, you take on not only the responsibility in your work, where that was, you know, impeding the quality of your life in terms of sleep, you know, your own perception of you, your inner dialogues of you, and instead of allowing you to take on the burden of work and having it impact the rest of your life, it's really taking ownership of your energy, your productivity, as well as your emotions. And I think that's huge. That is very huge. And I just want to, you know, highlight the fact that you're doing that currently in your life, and I'm proud of you. Is there anything that you want to add to people who may be on the fence, or any hurdles that you felt in kind of wanting to know what it's about but not really sure it's for you? Or what would you say, or if you have anything to add, what would that be?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I know people are going to, like, listen to this at some point. And so for anyone who is listening, one thing I like to do say is, like, I can't, like, I'm not going to blindly say, like, this is for you and this is the right decision, because I don't know who's listening to this. All I can say is, like, if you've related to any part of the story that I've mentioned, and you feel the same thing, then, you know, working with Hannah, or at least talking to her, will be an amazing decision that you'll be very thankful for. And that's number one. I think number two would be, like, if almost like, again, like a disclaimer, like a pushback, which is like, you know, if you're not willing to get honest with yourself, and what that means is like honestly answering tough questions, then maybe it's not the right time. But for me, although it felt uncomfortable answering, you know, certain questions like that and being honest with myself, like what was on the other side of that was so much more valuable and greater to me. And I just saw like the greater, bigger impact and kind of, you know, what's it called? The ripple effect that would happen if I could just do the work right now. It's really exponential. So, I mean, if you do see the bigger vision, then yeah, I would definitely say this is what you'll need.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I loved it.